Welcome to the Jimmy and Nath podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
in your car.
You can.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've never done
in your car.
No.
Are you joking?
No.
Yeah. And ironically, a really good thing on the show today, we're talking about things in the car. So it works so well.
That's why I said it.
Yeah.
Oh. We asked 131060, what did you see in the car? What can you listen to in the car?
The podcast! I thought you were going to do the Jimmy and Nath podcast.
Well, yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you what, on 3, 2, 1.
The Jimmy and Nath podcast!
I tell you what, though, I really was not expecting to get the stories we got when we asked what you see in your car.
Got some phenomenal stories, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a little, it's not a peek behind the curtains. It's more like a tip.
I have a peek behind the curtains for this as well. So if you want one, we can do two.
Well, you do yours. Mine's a tip.
Okay.
So
you do your tip first.
Someone in the radio industry who's very successful, I won't name them, they gave me some advice once. If you're ever struggling for things to talk about on your radio show, do something car related.
Yeah.
Because everyone's got cars.
Because the majority of, and it's true, our audience listens to us driving into work or driving home, wherever, but driving.
Mm.
And he's like, just do something car related. Like, how long have you had your car? What colour is your car? Remember we did car horns that time?
Yeah.
Because we were like, all car horns. Was this, were you on the show?
I think that
was
BG.
Honk your horn.
Because we were like, some car horns are really like, really aggressive.
Oh, and some are really like.
So we just, but we did it for an hour in the end.
Yeah.
People just kept calling with their car horns.
Yeah.
Because again, they're in the car. People, there's that connection.
People can relate, which is great.
Yeah. But we did the, what did you spill on yourself this morning?
Mm.
And people were like, oh, I was in my car this morning in the coffee. Car stuff.
How messy is your car? We've done before.
Again, this guy was like, well, it's Marty Sheargold. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
He can say that.
Yeah.
Marty Sheargold.
He's on the listener app. If you listen to this on the listener app, he's on it.
Get the Marty Sheargold pod.
Yeah. After you've listened to us, obviously.
Obviously.
Of course.
But yeah, he's just like, do car stuff. So I feel like we should do more car stuff.
Yeah. Car stuff is great. Car stuff is phenomenal.
Doing stuff in the car.
Yeah. Well, speaking of this...
Great.
Well, yeah, a couple of sailors.
Just one sailor.
Oh, one sailor.
That
one...
makes it sound much worse than it was.
You're by yourself, were you? Each to their own.
Anyway, peek behind the
curtain. Put the seat back. All right, guys, it's time for a peek.
Peek behind.
It's time for a
peek.
Behind the curtains. So right before we did, we took the calls for this. Sometimes Grace comes in and gives us forewarning about stuff. And you said, hey, just want to let you guys know that, and you'll hear it, some of the stories are a little bit full on, a little bit dirty.
Mm.
So just be careful with the kind of questioning you ask. And we were like, okay, yeah, fair enough. So we asked the questions. And the story, they're great stories, but you can see where they could potentially go wrong.
Mm.
Now, I have, because I panel the show in front of me, I have a thing called the dumb button, right?
Dump.
The dump. What did I say? Dump.
Dumb.
I think I burped at the same time.
You said dumb. It sounded like dumb.
Mm.
Whatever you said.
It kind of is the dumb button.
So if someone says something dumb,
yeah,
we can delete it.
But it's, essentially, you delete it when I press it. But every morning before we start the show, I have to engage the dump. Okay? So I have a few coffees and then it's ready.
What about the radio show?
Can I have a laxative, guys? Got to engage the dump.
Because every morning is the truth. Again,
peek behind the curtains.
Grace Nath comes in super early and poops for about half an hour.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So every single morning, clockwork.
I have to engage the dump.
I have to engage two dumps. There's the radio show dump and the normal dump that I do. Anyway.
You know, my favourite part of the morning is when I'm, because I usually work out at the gym and I'm at the gym and my messages start blowing up.
Yeah.
Because I know you're at work replying to all the messages.
Yeah.
So that's group chats I'm in with
you. I'm getting your workout completed from your watch and you're getting nice workouts completed. We both lost weight this morning, guys.
But anyway, I
didn't do it.
Yes.
So halfway through that break, you guys didn't notice, but I was like, holy shit, I don't have the dump button on. So if something goes really wrong here, it's going to wear regardless.
Oh, my God.
And so engaging the dump takes about... I love saying that term.
Engaging the dump is so bad.
I love it. But it takes about 5 minutes to do it.
Oh, my God.
So by the time the talk break had finished, that's when the dump was ready. So if something cooked was said... It was going away, guys. I just want to let you know.
Look, if you're listening to the radio show, what you hear and what we're talking, there's 7 seconds difference.
Yeah.
When Nath has engage the dump.
Yes.
So we can delete the last 7 seconds in case someone does say something dumb.
But in this case, I couldn't do it. So
I'm so glad you didn't tell me that while it was happening.
I know. But I hate keeping stuff from you guys. I wanted to let you know.
The ends justify the means.
They do.
Nope. It's not the same.
I think that's it.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Two wrongs make a right.
Absolutely. They do.
Nope. None of that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
You do one.
Two rights make an aeroplane.
Wish I could dump that.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, that's the way home on Wednesday. Happy middle of the week. Welcome to the centrepiece. It is all down from here, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah.
But you know what? It's all up to Christmas from here, guys. The first. Welcome to the first of the last month.
1st of December, 2021.
Huge.
I'll tell you what. I say this every now and then, say it every year, but I feel this one's gone quicker than the others.
It's a quick one, this one.
Oh, last December.
I remember what we were doing last December.
What were we doing?
The show. The show. Hurricanes.
Yeah,
you know,
hurricanes.
The BBL.
Stuff.
Yeah, so we were doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
And now we're doing it again. It feels like yesterday. Yeah,
I
know we've just opened with cliche after cliche, but
all downhill from here. 1st of December, Christmas is almost here. Oh, where did the year go?
Oh, wow, it's flown past. Blink and you'll miss it.
Oh.
Really?
And sometimes you've got to stop and smell the roses.
You really do. You really never forget where you've come from.
And you know what? Shout out to those that are up early this morning because the early bird gets the worm.
Oh, it really does. It really, really does. I cannot believe this.
And just remember, be yourself because everyone else is taken.
Yeah, carpe diem, guys. Carpe diem.
Remember, live, life, love.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Kmart should sell those. I'd love a little sign above the bed.
Says that.
Beautiful.
Mm. Oh. Also, end of November. But we're still wearing our mustaches.
Yeah,
we don't wear them.
I'll
be honest. Grow your face.
I thought right up until this morning that it was the 31st of November. No such thing.
30 days
have September,
April, June.
It's a really long cliche song. No, but we've decided to keep them on. Mainly because my girlfriend's away at the moment. Otherwise, she would have shaved me in the middle of the night last night.
I'm enjoying mine. You put a month effort into it.
Yeah,
finally starting to look good.
You want to appreciate it a little bit.
Yeah, if you do want to see it, at Jimmy and Aith on the socials. There's also on the
glory.
Socials at the moment.
Yeah, well, from the MyState Bank Student Film Festival. Yeah.
Yeah. Lights, camera, action, guys.
thanks for being a part of it this morning, you know what I mean?
No worries. Oh, someone's phone's on there.
Sorry, everyone.
I forgot, what's the rule in the studio?
It was me texting Grace as well.
Tops of 28 today as well.
Hot. Not doing weather, though. I want to ask now on 131060, what did you see in the car?
Mm.
Now, I've sent you both a couple of photos, so you can look at your phones, but still on silent.
Keep it on silent.
Sorry, everyone.
Because on the weekend, a bunch of sheep were seen in a car on the Tasman Highway.
Mm.
And then yesterday, a lady shared a photo of a spider in a car when she was driving on the Southern Outlet.
Oh, no.
Oh, I follow this person on Twitter, the person who posted the spider.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks.
No worries.
Did they tweet? They tweeted about it.
They tweeted it, yeah, I saw that.
Jesus.
Sometimes.
I follow this person on Twitter.
I do, I'm not lying.
It's good to know.
I know, I'm not accusing you of lying. I'm just saying, thanks for adding that to the story. Big old handbrake over here.
No, keep going. Tell us about the cars.
I don't even want to.
I'm hoping somebody calls my phone so I can answer it and leave.
Do you want to hear a story of what I've seen in the car?
Yeah, go on.
100%. So a couple of years ago, I was sitting in traffic and
Sorry, I got a phone call.
Just want to get that. Sorry, mate. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, mate. It's Jimmy.
Yeah.
Do you listen to radio right now?
You couldn't have called me at a better time. Go on, Grace. What did you say?
I looked over at the car next to me and it had one. It was one of those fancy screens where you could watch like TV and stuff. And the man watching the TV on the screen was watching pornography.
Watching porno?
In his car, driving.
Was he driving? Stuck in traffic, watching porn.
He was watching porn whilst he was driving.
And I looked over and I went, ooh, That's not what I expected to see.
The weirdest. So again, I want to ask the sheep. I've sent you guys the photo. Mm. It is quite odd, isn't it? It's like a little. I think it's a Nissan Pulsar. It looks like, and there's. I'm trying to count them. It looks like at least four sheep are in the back of this car.
Yeah, I was going to say how many are in there because it's quite a few.
Yeah,
a Nissan.
And I've
saved it, haven't I? Four, thanks, there's mate. Definitely four, but there could be a few laying down.
Yeah.
We could go as far as six.
Yeah,
six
in the back, of this car. So I do want to ask on 131060, what have you seen in the car?
Yeah.
What is the weirdest thing you're driving? Because you're listening to the show this morning driving. Maybe you've seen something this morning.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing I've ever seen when I'm driving before we were doing breakfast radio, because when we drive in the morning, there's no one really on the road.
Yeah.
But I was driving once, and the person next to me was eating cereal out of a bowl.
Yeah. I've seen someone brushing their teeth, like Mr. Bean style. Like brushing their teeth and spitting out the window.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Spitting out the window.
You need to have a cup in the cup holder, spit into that, leave it, deal with it later.
Yeah, but that was...
So you've brushed your teeth in the cup.
Practice before, have you?
Yeah.
Really? I've never brushed my... That, I was blown away. I was like, well, I mean, I'm all for... what's it called?
Dental hygiene.
Yeah. But just get some gum, guys. Let's not be doing.
Get some extra. Get contact Wrigley's.
Brush your teeth at home.
All right, 131060. What have you seen in the car?
If you just asked 131060, what did you see in the car?
Mm.
This is after last weekend, a bunch of sheep was seen in a car on the Tasman Highway. But not like a car that, well, there shouldn't be in a car. There should be in a ute or a truck or something. This is a Nissan Pulsar.
Tiny little car.
Or a Pulse.
Good. Thanks. That's good.
You had a few more, didn't you? Jokes.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A sheep wrangler. Could have been a sheep wrangler.
Or a ute.
Yeah, a ute. There was another one we had. What was the other one?
I don't know. I was pretty happy with sheep wrangler.
Yeah, sheep wrangler was there.
We were chatting about this in the office yesterday.
What else was there?
I'll give you time to think.
Yeah,
but also, yesterday, a spider was seen in someone's car on Hobart Southern Outlet. And we learned that producer Grace followed that person on Twitter.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Lamborghini. That was the other one.
Lamborghini.
from the Taz Tourism ads.
From the ads.
Lamborghini. Maddie from Cambridge, what did you see in the car?
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, mate. How you going?
Good, buddy.
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I was driving through Melbourne City at 3 o'clock one morning in the city on King Street.
Yeah.
And the drunk guy, middle of the road, fully naked, directing the traffic for us.
Fully nude,
directing fully traffic. Nude.
So what was he doing?
One hand on his parts, and the other part was waving through traffic in the middle of the road.
So he wasn't showing you his thing.
No, certainly wasn't. But that was enough.
Were the traffic lights down? Is that why he was directing traffic?
Well, they were flashing yellow, you know, so it wasn't the only thing that was flashing.
He's doing something nice.
Only thing that was flashing? You'd be handy if two cars came at once and you had to stop them, but...
I'd love to know the story, like, did he...
I've got no idea. I was just driving through, so...
Maybe he's a nude sleeper. He lives near the lights. He looks outside, he sees a flashing orange light and he goes... Going to do a public service. I don't have time to rush.
Better
down.
Slow down the traffic. Yeah, I know. Was it a cold morning?
Drunk Superman. Who knows?
Thank you, Matty. Evan from Sorrel. Ev, what did you see in the car?
A couple of years ago, coming home from a job down south, I overtook a car that had a family of adult dolls strapped in.
A family of adult dolls? Are you talking like sex dolls?
Yeah, one guy driving and all of them strapped in like they were his family.
What? Was it just he wanted to use the carpool lane?
Maybe he was just like really lonely or something.
Wanted something to do in the traffic?
I had to slow down and take a double take. And I was like, what the?
Did you try and chat to him, Evan?
I couldn't stop. I was on the highway. We're doing about 110. So it's like, if I slammed on the brakes to shake his hand and go, good on you, mate.
I wouldn't shake his hand, mate.
And that's you and I. We want to know where the best Christmas lights are in Hobart. Yeah, so hit.com.au if you do your Christmas lights. Just upload a photo or a video. If you haven't put them up yet, you can now because it's 1st of December.
Yeah.
And if you had them up already, well done. Yeah. Good on you.
Well, I mean, surprisingly, I had mine up. Mine were up already.
You have light.
No, I have
Christmas lights.
I still don't know if they work either.
They don't.
I got the cheapest ones I could find. They're the solar power ones, and it's one string. There's probably like 17 tiny little mini bulbs front.
You can upload last year's photos or videos if you haven't put it up.
Yep.
Again, hit.com.au, because we've got $500 Spotlight vouchers up for grabs. We're about to give one away now. Again, Spotlight is helping you celebrate, decorate, and create all your Christmas traditions this year.
All right, Jim, we've got our next winner on the line right now. I'm just looking at photos of his place in Rugby. Stunning. It looks so neat, don't you think? Like, a really neat Christmas lights. Like, sometimes people just throw them on there, which that works a lot of the time. But this, it looks like it's been measured and thought out.
Yeah, it's very... It also seems to be some sort of, like, text.
Yeah.
See that? You can put maybe they can put Jimmy and Nath up for us.
Oh, that all, I mean... Yeah, maybe that's the one condition before we give him the voucher.
Yeah, David from Rugby, we're not giving you the $500 until you...
Well, he's our winner. $500 to spend at Spotlight. Dave from Rugby, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mate, can you talk us through...
So, David, are these this year's lights?
The photo up is part of this year's and last year's display, so I can continue on and just add to it every year. So currently across my house is 3,500 LEDs that I actually program to music.
So music plays when you drive past yours.
So you tune into my own little radio station and you listen to music.
Oh, wait. So we're chatting
Hang on a minute, Dave.
We're chatting to a competitor.
Hang on. Are you stealing our Rugby listenership, are you?
Not quite, no. So basically, the whole show is programmed to music. On top of my roof, you'll see there's two large light bulb figurines that actually sing along. So mouth the words.
Yeah.
And so all the lights are programmed to music. So you actually tune in the radio station and listen to the songs, and it's all programmed.
Dave, this is... where did you get all this stuff from?
So my previous job, I've been a lighting technician for quite a few years, an AV technician, so I've sort of just learnt it as I've gone and built up from there.
Kind of made it yourself.
So,
wow.
So impressive.
It's so incredible.
Any chance, yeah, because there's also like a little text thing there. So what does that say?
Yeah, that's just a sign that I can write anything I want on it. So to tell people to turn off their headlights, turn the music down if it's too loud for the neighbours, what radio station to tune to, hit 101.
Good answer.
Oh, yeah, 100.9.
I bet you're close rounding enough. Yeah, close enough. I'm rounding up. I don't think that's how it works. All right, Dave, congratulations, mate. Another massive round of applause.
Thank you very much, buddy.
$500 voucher to spend in Spotlight. Easy as that. You can also be like David. All you've got to do, hit.com.au. Send in a photo of it, Jim.
Yeah, no, and if you want to see David's place in Rokeby or many of the other amazing houses and lights, hit.com.au, because we've also got a map. There's a little map there.
An interactive map, so it tells you where to go. And I'll say, like, this is so impressive.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to David's house.
Yeah, that is awesome. I can't believe it. Along to the music.
I've been tearing down that sign that says different radio station.
Just put a cardboard cutout of Jimmy and A. Once you're done here, tune back in to hit 101.
He's rounding up, mate. He's rounding up.
Jim, on the 1st of December. The 1st of December.
What's he doing here?
I don't know. You invited him.
Yeah. Yeah, December. He had his month.
Yeah.
Oh. Christmas carols were playing at my breakfast table this morning.
Yeah. Oh.
Disgusting.
This is the worst day of the year for you because it's a year out from November.
It's sad.
I've got the most beautiful looking moustache I've had all month.
Mm.
And it's December.
Like, Santa.
Guys, please welcome Tommy Windsor. You can mow your own way. November, Tommy Windsor.
Good morning, Mobart.
It's a sad Tommy. You're Tommy, it's end of November.
Look, it is, but it isn't too, because we've had a great month, and, you know, you drive down the road this morning, you go to work this morning, you go out in the community today, and you're out in a community, you're on a road that is a changed place because of Movember. You know, right, driving down the road this morning, I see a bloke on his bike, you know, who I know has had some challenges over the years with his health, and he's out there and he's taken account for his own health and he's taken account for his own happiness, and he's out there riding his bike while most of us are still in bed, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday I'm out at Norske Skog talking to a workforce of a few hundred there, predominantly men. They've taken, as a workplace, taken account and responsibility for the health and safety of their employees, and had a great chat with them about everything Movember, about looking after each other, looking after yourself. So, yes, while it's not technically still Movember, the legacy will live on till another 11 months till we shave down again.
Well said, Tommy.
And look, I definitely don't want to take any credit, but I've...
Nah, you probably shouldn't.
Good time.
Just me, Nate.
Yes. You guys carry me. The big guys. The big fella.
Our shoulders
don't,
hurt.
Don't take it. You hate taking credit. Go on.
But no, look, a lot of messages, you know, sharing my own story this month, and still some are coming through. And look, apologies if you are listening to the show and I haven't replied yet, because when I want to take the time to read, because some of these are big messages and people talking about their own struggles and their own battles. So, and look, when I have that time to sit down and read, I do want to reply to every single person. But I love that people are sharing their story and telling me that not only from me, but from us, from you, Tommy, from even other people sharing their stories. I mean, we had Maddie Wade on the show yesterday chatting about, you know, battling testicular cancer at 16 years old, how he got involved in Movember. Those stories are helping other people face their own problems and get help. And that is, I don't know, like, you know, the money and stuff's great. I know people can still donate, you know, now the donations haven't stopped yet if you want to donate the Mobart Mobros. But no, it's those stories really warm my heart.
Well, as you said, Tom, it's a year-round thing. It's a year-round thing. Of course, I mean, you grow the moustache for the month of Movember, but that doesn't stop. Movember is a year-long event. It's all about talking about it, and I guess stop men from getting these health issues, be whatever they are.
Men's health doesn't sleep, guys, and that's it. I think that's the great thing about the month. It gives us a month to highlight it. Have fun with it, and you know, we have a laugh too, but you know, that's exactly what the solutions are we're talking about. It's one guy on the radio talking up about his own health that then inspires someone else to talk up about theirs and talk to their friends about theirs, which then inspires other people. That is the brilliance of this solution. The solution is with the community. It's not a magic pill that's going to be developed in Switzerland somewhere. It's all of us taking account for our health and saying, you know what? This isn't good enough, Australia. This isn't good enough, Tasmania. This isn't good enough, Mobart. Let's make change. Let's impact, change the face of men's health.
Absolutely. And Tommy, we do want to thank you as well, mate. We've had you in every week, except for that one week
where we forgot.
I think
we had him in on the Monday.
Yeah, that's right. We had you in. But Tommy, you've been instrumental in helping us get this message out and stuff as well. I mean, you just said you've been around town doing talks for a lot of people, helping push this amazing cause and everything that you do. And a massive round of applause for you, buddy, because I know.
Thanks, guys. You don't like taking credit. Thank you.
Love it. I just enjoy it. How was, I guess, this year different to others? Because, I mean, last year was really affected by COVID. I mean, we didn't even have the point to Pinnacle.
Yeah.
How did you find this year?
It was really good to have that day back. That's sort of the core of who we are as the Mobart Mobros. Just a motley crew of guys and girls making a bit of noise, raising awareness and having fun. And that event just aligns so perfectly with us. And not to mention it's exercise, it's a challenge, you know, all those things that align with our cause and what we're about. So yeah, it was a lot of fun to be back doing that. But at the same time, I think I've mentioned on the show before, our efforts as the Mobart Mobros have probably spread a bit more over the 11 months this year, which I think is really important as well. And Movember have done that as an organisation globally as well. They've got Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. They've got, you know, Check Your Nuts. They've got Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. They've got Mental Health Awareness Month. And they're doing a number of different programs and initiatives, over 1,250 health programs to date and counting around the world. So plenty going on. And Movember for me is just a bit of fun.
I just think, I mean, with the Mobart Mobros in particular, I mean, I'm going to use the example of Point to Pinnacle, the warm-up. Even when it's not strictly about the message that we're getting out for Movember, it's just the vibe that they create as well. I mean, the warm-up and the smiles from people just went, Tommy, you were on the mic there getting the warm-up going. Everyone's wearing the shirts, going up the mountain. And it's the attitude from everybody, be they running or walking, wearing those Mobart Mobro shirts, cheering everybody on.
We're nearly there.
Just
one more hill to go.
Still got the cowbell from when we were cheering people on. This comedy girl. It's only one hill. But the way that, and you were doing it as well, Tommy, which was frustrating me because I couldn't talk back to you.
But headphones in, donuts.
Absolutely. Leave me alone, Tom.
During the Jimmy Nath podcast. He was actually listening to you, Tommy.
He was listening to himself.
Yeah. I cut both of you guys out.
come on, Nath. You can do it. You're amazing, Nath.
But that's what it was. I mean, it was that, and I saw that. I saw everyone wearing the Mobart Mobros tops talking to other people, be they running or walking or on the side, just cheering people on. And it was them, that was the people that were encouraging everybody else, doesn't matter who they were, to get to the top of the mountain. Yeah. And to me, that's what I love the most about Movember, is the Mobart Mobros.
It's got to be fun. You know, do you reckon Matty Wade had fun when he was diagnosed with testicular cancer at 16? Do you reckon that's a fun thing for him to think about?
No.
So if you're not having a laugh and if you're not spreading the message with a smile on your face and having fun, then we couldn't still be doing it 17 years later.
Absolutely.
You know, and we wouldn't be engaging as many people. You know, it'd be a pretty boring message and I wouldn't be here.
Totally.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
A big thing as well, you know, everything that we do, you know, I hope, you know, we're raising awareness or maybe you raise a little bit of money or whatever it is. But also for me personally, I always try to take something from the stuff that we do. Like the three of us are Mobart, we are Hobart. Like, and for me this year, a big thing, Tommy, I know that we've spoken, is like, I want to take time over the next 12 months to make sure that I'm slowing down at times. Nathan and I say yes to too many things. Mm. And one of my favourite things this month was sitting down with Tommy. We went to La Cidina Loca and we had a beer and a bite to eat. And it was just one of my favourite parts of the month. And it was such a nothing thing. And it took nothing. And it only happened because we shaved down for Movember in the same place.
Yeah.
And we went, no, we need to do this. And that's, you know, I need to make more time for my friends and stuff.
It's easier to do.
And do this. And it is. It's so easy, but we get caught up in the busyness of life.
You've got to make time for it. You've got to take account and go, if I want that to be my life, then I can't just bumble along on the conveyor belt of life and say yes to every single MC gig that comes my way, because you'll be wrecked, guys.
Absolutely.
And you guys have owned that. You know, you've said, I'll only do the great stuff, like the Jack Jumpers basketball this Friday.
Good
night.
Answer, Tommy.
Like the casino this Saturday.
Thank you for reading that, Tommy.
Yeah. So we'll get your tickets to the basketball.
That's how it works. Yeah. You know, you've got to say, yeah, this is what I want my life to be, and I'll take account for that. And by that, you end up in La Cidina Loca having a chat with the great Mobro, Joshy Carver, and his crew in there.
Yeah.
You know, you end up creating these moments in your life, which are the stories that you're going to look back on and remember.
Absolutely. Tommy, we cannot thank you enough for everything you've done for Movember. How long, round of applause, how long are you going to keep that mo on before we get rid of it?
Like I said, it's only just started looking good in my eyes. Yeah,
Same, who
knows? We might let it grow out into a beard. We might cut it in for a bit of Chrissy Joy. We'll see.
What does Fleur, your daughter, think?
Oh, she loves it. Although she reminded me this morning, Dad, it's Christmas now.
It's got to go, mate. I just want to say,
as you were asking Tommy that, and Tommy was describing, producer Grace was out there rolling her eyes.
Oh, shit. Yours looks great too.
What do you think? Do you like Tommy without the mustache, Grace?
Oh, Tommy looks great either way.
Oh, yeah. Now you've changed your tune, haven't you?
That was sincere.
Jimmy and Nate, ask them anything.
Yeah, look, Hobart, you got questions each and every week. No, that's not true, as we haven't really done it for a couple of weeks. But every now and then, you ask some questions via Instagram at Jimmy and Nate. And Nathan and I, we do our best to answer them. And Grace, well, producer Grace just picks out some of her favourites.
All right. First question comes from Josh Play 09. Do you believe in Santa?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Doesn't? What kind of question is that?
It's a silly question.
Who asked that?
Josh Play 09.
Josh, wake up yourself.
That's why Nathan and I are such good boys.
How do you think? Oh, no, that's, yeah. No, we've got to work on that. Been on the naughty list a couple of years now, but we're working our way back. I think we're on the middle list. What's in the middle of naughty and nice?
I don't know if there is
good.
Well, that's nice.
No.
Yeah. I don't think we're quite
okay.
On the
okay,
yeah.
Boys.
Okay. Yeah.
Flawed people, but still good. You know what I mean? Nobody's ugly. Perfect.
This is getting more nastier by the minute. Santa, I hope you're not listening.
Yeah, sorry.
Short answer, absolutely yes, 100%.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I'm excited for Christmas.
He'd be busy at the moment, wouldn't he?
Oof.
Mm.
Oof.
Question number two comes from Andy Emmy 38. What's your favourite beverage, alcoholic/non-alcoholic?
Well, alcoholic, love a margarita.
Oh, I'm a sucker for I love a pina colada.
Oh, so do I.
Love a pina colada on a hot summer's day. Or an Aperol. An Aperol in the sun.
Are you guys the same person?
We are, because we're wearing the same outfit today as well. So,
I didn't get the
memo. Hey, Grace, a few pinas? What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. After the show.
Absolutely. I'll get the pineapple.
Non-alcoholic.
Ooh, non-alcoholic pina colada.
A mocktail.
Don't waste my time with a mocktail, by the way.
Yeah, no.
Don't waste my time.
Just get a lemonade.
Yeah. I like a lemon lime and bitters or a nice, really cold chocolate milkshake.
Can I say, just a glass of water. When you're thirsty, how good is a glass of water here? You know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, I really need water. And you drink. Like, in the middle of the night, you know, you wake up and you're like...
Give me some... Is that water, was it? Is that what that was?
Really wish I didn't see you do that gesture, then.
I wish people didn't hear that noise.
You know what I mean? You get in the middle of the night and you're like...
Yeah, it's better with an actual bottle instead of just miming it with your hands.
Yeah.
Well, nobody can see it until this video.
Thanks for acting out drinking, by the way, as well.
I've never seen it.
You put your hands up for Peter Collada's appearance. I'll replay this bit. You both went, oh, you were doing this.
Yeah, but we were there, you know what I mean? You showed us how to drink.
Question number
I feel like I'm not part of this show anymore.
No, it's
I didn't get a memo for the costumes.
You've worn a white shirt.
I don't like pina coladas. I don't like getting caught in the rain.
Question number three comes from at Tubes, Tubes, Tubes.
Oh, Tubes, Tubes.
Other than Grace, who is your favourite person to work with?
Is other than Grace actually on there?
It is.
Yeah.
I didn't add that. Tubes, notorious fan of Grace.
Well, to work with, I mean, really, I mean, this is the team. Mm. So the other than Grace, I mean... The answer for Nate has to be Jimmy, and the answer for Jimmy has to be Nate, because there's only three of us.
No, you're so right.
So,
yeah. I mean, working with, this is the team.
This is who we work with.
Unless he means, like, people we have on the show.
Maybe. I think he's maybe angling for you to say, oh, Tubes Taylor, obviously.
Tubes Taylor, obviously.
Well, yeah. Well done.
You're welcome, Tubes.
Nate, it is the 1st of December.
Yes, it is.
It's officially Christmas time. Now, I'm a believer that the 1st of December is the first day that you upload.
If you upload, you upload your what?
Christmas trees.
You're with digital Christmas trees.
Oh, we live in a digital world.
Quick, everybody, send me the Christmas tree emoji.
No, you put up the Christmas tree.
Sure.
Now... Each to their own. That's just what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually have a problem with other people doing it. That's just what I do. 1st of December, she goes up. And then 31st, she comes down.
Because,
again, you want to get ready for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask, 13, 10, 60, how long has your tree been up?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a believer. I grew up in a household. Mum, 1st of December, she'd come out each and every year.
That's when it goes up.
That's when it went up. In your household, now?
Same as my household. Yep. 1st of December is the day that the tree goes up. I mean, if you're talking at the moment in my household, absolutely not. Meg had it up about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
She got very excited, and the Christmas tree has been up for about 3.5 weeks now.
So again, yeah, 13, 10, 60, I want to know how long your tree's been up for. Maybe you've had it up since the start of November. Someone who loves Christmas trees, decorated the one we have in the studio, redecorated her Christmas tree yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
Producer Grace.
Yeah. So I put my Christmas tree up about a week ago. I grew up with 1st of December as well. Since moving out of home, I've been like, I make the rules. I'm putting it up last week of November.
Boss baby.
I'm the boss baby. I am the boss baby.
You make the rules in here too. You make the rules everywhere.
I love making rules. I bought a new Christmas tree this year. I bought an 8-foot giant Christmas tree. It looks like it should be in a shopping centre down at Cat and Fiddle or something. I was a bit worried it was a bit too big. And then I realised I didn't have enough lights, didn't have enough ornaments. And I wasn't really happy with it for the last week. So yesterday, I kind of went and like panic bought a whole bunch of new ornaments and lights and stuff and threw it all on my tree. Took everything else off and redecorated it yesterday. Looks stunning.
And you've started again. And you
started again.
You put a picture up on your Instagram. People can go and see it.
At Grace Graham.
Lucky she cropped that picture.
Didn't realise, my reflection was in the mirror.
Yeah.
So how long has it been up, though?
Oh, I'm saying it's been up since yesterday.
But
technically, it's been up.
How long was it up before?
A week, but... It's only really been up since yesterday.
Okay.
Because it was there, but it wasn't really there, you know what I mean?
I don't.
No, I've no idea. I've zero idea what you're saying.
Because it was there. It was 100% an 8-foot Christmas tree.
It was there, but it wasn't.
Couldn't miss it.
Embody the Christmas spirit. So it was there, but I didn't feel Christmassy. Okay.
But is it a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
And was it up?
Yeah, but it wasn't there.
13, 10, 60. How long has your tree been up?
No, they just asked 13, 10, 60. How long has your Christmas tree been up?
1st of December, guys. Can't believe it.
Yeah, where did the time go? I can't believe it's December already. You know what I mean?
The 12th month.
Oh, no, it's the 1st.
It's the 12th. Oh, month. Sorry.
12th of the first. What?
Yeah, look, and I thought, I've grown up in a household where the 1st of December means a tree goes up.
Yeah.
Look, I know other people are different, and that's why I've asked 13, 10, 60. How long has your tree been up? I believe that it's first, but if you want to have it up early, I'm fine with it.
I've always, always abided by that rule until this year, where my partner Meg got too excited, and she's not just done the tree, but she's done everything. Decorations galore in my place.
Three weeks
it's been up for.
I think it might have even been the first week of November I came over to pick you up for something, and I went, what's all the tinsel?
Oh, August we had tinsel up.
Oh, she's been playing Mariah Carey for months now.
I've had a year-long advent calendar. Megan from Midway Point. Meg, how long's the tree been up?
Megan.
Hi.
Hey. How you going, Megan?
Hi.
Megs?
It's been up a month.
Okay. Megan, we got you?
Yes.
Sorry, just had some phone issues. Grace, if you could just chat to people beforehand.
Grace, what are you going? You're
just
right,
get them
outside?
On their phone.
Better. That was great outside.
Yeah.
Megan, a month already. How big is your tree?
Megan. We can't hear you.
Merry Christmas, Megan.
Grace, just make sure their phone line's good before you put them through.
Dare go to Josh? Hello, Josh.
Hey, how we going, boys?
Oh, it's a Christmas miracle, guys. Josh, how long has the tree been up?
Mate, it's not up. It's not up yet.
It is not up yet.
When are you going to put it up?
Well, the kids have been crying since November, so it's going to be this week, all right, boys.
Put it up this week. Okay, and will they be doing it, Josh, or do they sit and watch?
They're only little, but give them a go, see how they go. Yeah, they might get benched and maybe just be observing duties, I reckon.
My mum used to let me hang one bauble up at the back of the tree that no one could see. So you could try that technique.
Josh.
Yeah, that sounds good, boys.
Nate's mum told me that what she'd actually do is she'd get you and your sister to hang one bauble at the front of the tree.
Yeah.
Then when they walked away, she'd just turn the tree around.
Spin the tree around. Good on you, Joshy. Mel from Berrydale. Mel, is the tree already up?
No.
Okay. When are you putting it up, Mel?
We're renovating at the moment, boys, so we're between Airbnbs, and the girls have been nagging at me, so do I put a little one up at the Airbnb?
One up in an Airbnb.
Because then you've got to pack it down and then you move.
I'm thinking that's just a pain, isn't it?
Yeah, because moving's hard enough. Mm. You don't want to make it harder. Yeah. I don't know, maybe you could buy one of those like little decorative Christmas trees and just put that on a table or a bench somewhere.
Could do.
You could do, like, this is what my grandmother does. She'll just hang baubles off any kind of inanimate object. It doesn't have to be a tree. Is there anything in the Airbnb that you could turn into a pseudo tree for the time being?
Not really, boys, no.
What about a chair or something?
Yeah, but no.
Is there any, like, tree outside, Mel?
No, there's not.
Jeez, they're making a laugh. You're staying at the Grinch's Airbnb, are you, Mel?
I could be the Grinch this year.
That's it, no tree, I've got nothing to decorate.
They asked, are there any chairs? And Mel's like, oh, I'm not sure.
What's in the house, Mel? We're still talking Christmas tree.
Yeah. 1st of December. I grew up in a house where the 1st of December means you put the tree out, but I understand everyone's different.
Yeah.
So we have asked 13, 10, 60, how long has a Christmas tree been up? A lot of calls so far. Not up yet.
Yeah, which is fine. People going, hey, not up yet. We go, all right, not exactly what we asked, but...
I was looking for people who have been like, it had been up since September.
Yeah, I think we had one. Monique's on the phone from Derwent Valley. Hey, Mon, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Yeah, we're going all right, Mon. I guess the question we should ask is Christmas tree discuss.
Well, mine's been up since last year. I was too lazy to pull it down. I just stuck it in the office.
Okay.
And dragged it out about a week ago.
Ah, round of applause, Mon.
That's what I wanted.
That's what we needed.
I was looking for something like that.
This is what we needed.
So you say office like a home office?
Yeah, home office.
Yeah, so you didn't take any decorations off. You've just pulled it into the office, shut the door.
Yep, because it's a slimline. It's about 1.5 metres tall. It's a slimline one. I left the baubles on it, just picked it up, took it straight into the office, behind the office door, bang.
So no tarp on it or anything. It's there in all its glory.
Yep.
So do you use your home office?
No.
No. Does no one use it?
It's more storage.
Well, it's got a spare bed in it, so if anyone comes over, they can sleep in there. So
if you had visitors this year, stay at yours, and then when they walk in, there's just a Christmas tree next to them.
Yeah, along with my nutcracker soldier man.
Oh, he's in there too. Is he a real man that you just keep in storage?
Oh, why not?
Lonely.
What is going on in that office? Listen to the laugh on it. Mon, has anyone made any comments about the tree still being up?
No, because I'm a Christmas freak, so...
I love it.
People just think, you know, only I could have Christmas decorations up all year round.
You know, you're saving, you're time efficient, Mon. You know what I mean? And anybody got time to put the tree decorated? Like Grace decorated a tree twice. It took multiple days. You just whip her out.
Yeah, if I could have more trees, I would, but my husband won't let me.
Oh, I might just put him in storage.
Get rid of him. You got the nutcracker.
Good on you, Mon. All right.
Mon's got a great laugh.
I know. I just love the little giggle after everything. It's always a bit evil.
Yeah. Nate, get the round of applause ready for an Australian professional basketballer. He has played for the Cairns Taipans, the Townsville Crocodiles, and the Perth Wildcats. But now, he is the captain of our Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. And this Friday, it is our first official home game here in Hobart. Please welcome Clint Steindl. Oh,
Clinty, welcome.
Thank you, fellas.
Clinch, special shout out to you, mate. We didn't address this last time, but we've got really tall chairs here in the studio. And one of our favourite things is when guests come in and they struggle to get on the chairs because they're so tall. You're the only person that just sits down normally and fits perfectly on the chair. So special shout out to you. It's a rare sighting for us.
You're just thanking Clint for sitting?
Just for sitting down, because normally one of our favourite things is to watch people go...
struggle to get up.
Whereas Clint just goes... Oh, this is actually even probably smaller than what I'm used to.
Mate,
Jimmy's got his foldable stepladder under
there.
Yeah,
no, that's how he gets on the chair. That's how I get up. That's how I'm going to be doing all the interviews to the Jack Jumpers as well. Half time, I just get on a little stool.
We should actually bring out a stepladder. We are doing the on-court announcing at the Jack Jumpers, which is exciting, and I love that idea. Let's bring a little footstool out.
Do that. Clint, congrats, mate, on the captaincy. You must surprise, stoke. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's amazing, mate. Just to be able to lead this group going forward, I guess over the coming season, being, I guess, the first year for this franchise in the league, it's very special and something that myself and Jared Weeks are looking forward to. And I guess leading this group in a way that Tasmania is going to be proud of, and just as a team, individuals that the community can look up to.
Can you believe that the first official game has already come up and it is this Friday? I mean, you've been here since the inception. We've watched as that we came up with the name, as the players started rolling in, you went through quarantine, all that kind of stuff, and the first official game is already here. Can you believe that after all the preparation you guys have done that you're going to walk out onto the court for the first time in an official capacity?
Yeah, I guess back when we first arrived, it was... We didn't even know when we were going to start. Now that we start in 2 days, it feels like it's come around pretty quick. And I guess after the preseason, being able to get 5 preseason games in, we're ready. We're looking forward to getting this thing started, getting the community behind it. I mean, it's not just the players that are all juiced up. It's the front office that have put all this together for us to go play. So I dare say they're pretty jacked up about it too.
Absolutely.
We just mentioned, you've played for other teams in the NBL, so it's not your first time playing, the first game of the season. But do you feel more pressure because it is also the first, this is the franchise first ever game? And if you are feeling more pressure, do you try to nod or you talk to the boys just like, hey, calm down, it is another game?
Yeah, I mean, there will be pressure there. But, you just got to treat it like any other game. I mean, we've played in My State Bank Arena twice now. 2 preseason games there, so that shouldn't be anything different. We had a really good crowd for those games. I believe it's going to be sold out Friday night, so nothing's going to change there. It's just we got to approach the game with the right mentality of going in, being prepared, getting a job done, and moving on to the next one. So, yeah.
Clint, your wife, Kayla, a WNBL player, has she given you any advice just to help calm the nerves beforehand? Any tips on any of the games she's watched so far?
Just put the ball in the hole.
Does she give you feedback? Obviously, I mean, she's a professional as well, but after you play, does she come with notes and you get home and maybe you've had an average game or you've lost or whatever, and she goes, Clint, sit down. We're going to go through some footage. Has that ever happened?
I don't even get that. Most of the time, it's just silent treatment.
Yeah, there's a bit of basketball in the family. When I was at the University of Alabama, your sister Brooke, I know, was in Hawaii, and she messaged me during the week, and she's like, oh, Clint, the captain, can you believe it? I can't.
We're getting feedback from your family.
Is there much banter with the whole family about the basketball stuff?
It sounds like there's not much faith.
Noah actually texted before and said, oh, please tell him to, you know, just calm his family.
Yeah. Ball in the hoop, Dad.
One-year-old Noah.
Hey, Mum, can you pick me up from daycare? I don't want to be seeing my dad.
Look, Clint, we are so excited. As we said, look, we're going to be a part of every home game, MyState Bank Arena. You can feel the energy in the air. I mean, let's talk the game. Taking on the Brisbane Bullets, what do we need to do to beat Brisbane in the first game on Friday?
Yeah, they got some fairly high-octane players. Nathan Sobey, Lamar Patterson, guys that have been established in this league for a while and can play at MVP caliber. So, I mean, a lot of it's going to come down to slowing those guys down in transition. I guess making them grind it out over the course of 40 minutes. But we had a fairly good showing against them in the preseason. Obviously, things will change between then and Friday night. But obviously, having Will back for us is massive. He didn't play in that game. Just getting Josh Adams, Josh Majette more comfortable in their roles and within our system, we're going to be prepared for it. I mean, we've been hanging out for this game, so we're not going to be going in half prepared thinking, let's try get this done. No, we're going to be getting after this one.
Thing that Nathan, I really love about basketball is the intimacy of it. There's not that many sports where you know you can be right up against the action, and then also, you know, with the shot clock, you know, you're going to go down the other way. You're guaranteed to see that back and forward sort of game, and the crowd's right on you. How important is it, I guess, to create, you know, MyState Bank Arena as this fortress essentially? So when teams visit here, like, what are people listening to the show who potentially maybe haven't been to an NBL game? What do they need to do? Like, we need to get this place loud, yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Tasmania as a community, they want to see guys that are going to work hard.
Totally. Yeah.
That blue-collar mentality of getting dirty work done, diving on the floor, getting after 50-50 balls. I think if they see that, I think they're going to rally behind us. And essentially, we got to give them something to cheer for.
Absolutely, mate. We cannot wait. Congratulations again on being the captain. We did just get a message from your one-year-old son, Noah. He just said, guys, please wrap him up. I've had enough. So we're going to have to call him.
I've been waiting outside the car. Tell Dad I've got places to be.
He's cracked a window, but tell him to hurry up.
And he left hit 100.9 on. Oh, it's awful.
Clint, congratulations, mate. We can't wait to see you out there Friday, the Jack Jumpers. First game, MyState Bank Arena. This is going to be huge. Clint, thanks for coming in, buddy.
No, thanks, fellas. Cheers. See you there.
Wrapping up the show, Jim. Wrapping up your Wednesday.
Yep. Time to look back on the show that was. Give our show rating out of 10 and our reasons why. Just quickly before we do that.
What's happened?
What's
up? We've got the roulette wheel here.
Just rattling around in the background. Stop!
It's voice activated.
Not Alexa.
Good grace!
Well done! I try to get involved. It's not Alexa.
You're on fire this morning.
God, just some zingers from you today.
It's not
Alexa. What's the deal with us yelling at roulette wheels?
Why is everybody trying to turn things over their voices?
It's not everything.
Use your finger. Hey Siri, hey Alexa, why can't it just be turn it off with your hand?
Absolute zinger.
That'll doom it. 10 out of 10. I don't even need to give a reason why.
Just a Wednesday zinger. Good
that
on you.
Great. Well done, Grace. You absolutely got me.
Yeah.
Rinsed me. It's KFC here because that was a zinger.
Well done, Grace.
What about you guys?
Yeah, 10 out of 10 after that. Yeah.
10 out of, we had some nice Christmas chats this morning.
Hey, Alexa, stop this show.
Hey, guys. Well, this is awkward. The podcast is over.
That's it.
You should not be here anymore. I know it, what you're doing. You're probably seeing on the podcast, it's like, oh, there's still 30 seconds to go. Oh,
round of applause for getting to the end.
Oh, yeah. Well done to you. Unless, of course, you skip to the end. You cheats.
But, yeah, stop listening.
Yes, yeah, it is. It is done,
it's
guys.
It's done.
It is done.
That's it.
This is just a little... We've just decided to put this on the air.
Well, this is just us to tell you that it's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else. There's literally nothing else.
You can keep listening, but it is just Nathan and I telling you, our listener, that there's nothing else.
We might even leave a little bit of silence just to really ram home that there's nothing.
Nothing else.
Ready?
Yeah. That's
told
it.
Told you.
Stop.
It's done. Get out of here.
Stop listening!